Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, March 12th, 2020. As of yesterday at 1 p.m., there were 81 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Berlin, and these numbers are expected to grow. According to authorities, most cases are registered in the districts of Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf and Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg. 42 are men, 39 are women, 5 are being hospitalized, and the rest are isolating at home. In view of the faster spread of the virus in Berlin, Senator for Culture Klaus Lederer of the Left decided Tuesday evening to drastically restrict cultural life and not allow events in the state theaters, opera houses, and concert halls to take place from this past Wednesday, March 11th, to April 19th. Lederer's actions were followed by an announcement of the Health Administration yesterday afternoon, stating that no more events with more than 1,000 participants will be held in Berlin until the end of the Easter holidays. This includes the FC Union football match against FC Bayern. It will take place, but without spectators. As you know, the news is moving very fast on the subject of COVID-19 in the city and worldwide. We'll do our best to update our social media, Twitter and Facebook, with the latest news as it relates to Berlin as soon as we catch wind of it. You can also check the berlin.de/en/news/coronavirus for updated numbers and information. And now onto a roundup of non-virus news. According to Interior Senator Andreas Geisel, Berlin intends to accept between 80 and 100 children in need of protection from Greek refugee camps. It's still unclear when the children will come to Berlin. These are children who are seriously ill or unaccompanied and younger than 14 years of age. The Berlin Victim Advisory Center, Reach Out, counted 390 racist, homophobic, and anti-Semitic threats, attacks, and damage to property last year. This was significantly more than in the previous year at 309 and was announced on Wednesday. About half of them were racially motivated at 219. 105 offenses were directed against homosexuals and transsexuals, and 31 incidents were anti-Semitic. Most attacks were physical assaults, but threats and arson attacks on cars were also recorded. On Karl Marx Allee, all parking spaces on the central strip will be eliminated, per spokeswoman for traffic Senator Regina Günther of the Greens. On the 10-meter-wide central reservation between Otto-Braun-Strasse and Strasburger Platz, no cars will be allowed to park after the reconstruction. Instead, a green strip will be created. Parking will then still be possible on the roadside, where 155 parking spaces are planned. Compared to 2014, this means that 185 parking spaces will be eliminated in the affected section. Tauentzienstrasse in the heart of the western city center is to become a pedestrian zone, quote, on a trial basis. The Transport Committee of the District Assembly, or BVVL Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, voted for this. The final BVVL resolution is expected to be made on March 19th. The motion comes from the FDP, and only the CDU voted against it. For a, quote, selected period of time, they want to either close the boulevard completely or keep one side open for buses, taxis, and cyclists. Deutsche Wohnen, the largest private landlord in Berlin, with more than 100,000 apartments, has reduced the rent for many households. Company spokeswoman Manuela Damianakis remarked that last week, Deutsche Wohnen informed thousands of tenants about the provisional reduction of their rent in accordance with the currently valid rent cap. On average, the rent was reduced by a low double-digit amount. A reduction of the rent is necessary in all cases in which landlords have increased the rent between June 18th of 2019 and the enforcement of the rent cap on February 23rd of 2020. The RE1, which commutes between Frankfurt-Oder and Erkner, will not be running in Berlin for 3 weeks. From the 4th to the 24th of April, the line between Ostkreuz and Erkner will be completely closed to long-distance and regional traffic. Passengers will then have to change here to the S3 in the direction of Berlin. On days when the S3 is also not available, bus service will be provided. Jochen Bruhl, chairman of the TAFL Deutschland, reports that due to hoarding purchases for the fear of the coronavirus, significantly less food has been donated to various food banks nationwide in recent days, including in Berlin. While the situation is normalizing again, bottlenecks have affected all product groups, including bread, fruit and vegetables, and dairy products, which makes up a large part of the supply at food banks. Bruhl and Berlin Briefing is appealing to anyone who has the means to make a donation to a food bank. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify, on bearradio.org, and then connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.